So on Monday, most Mondays, I love making pizza. All of those great toppings, cheeses, tomato sauce, sausages, onions, peppers, whatever other toppings that you can imagine going on a pizza, there's nothing quite like it. And one of the things I love about making pizza is making the crust. And it always sort of delights me that you only need 1 tablespoon of yeast that you put in about 1.5 cups of water, and then you begin to see that water foam as the yeast is fermenting, and the yeast is very, very visible until you add those 3 measures or 3 cups of flour. And then as you stir the flour in with the water and the yeast, you can no longer see the yeast, but you see its effects as that dough, after you've kneaded it, begins to rise, and you might leave the kitchen, come back in an hour later, and that dough has risen substantially, and you also have that scent, that aroma of yeast being in the air. Well, I like the fact that our Lord uses such a simple image to help us to understand the kingdom of heaven. The yeast of the kingdom was kneaded into the dough of the early church, which has continued to permeate the life of the community of Jesus Christ for 2,000 years. It's kind of like this. You and I no longer see the incarnate Jesus in the flesh the way people would have 2,000 years ago. You and I do not see the apostles the way people would have 2,000 years ago. So although they are no longer physically visible to us, their presence is everywhere evident in the church, just like yeast in dough. If there was no yeast, there would be no dough. If there was no Jesus and apostles, there would be no church. Think about the yeast a little bit more. It influences every molecule of the dough. And when we think of the church, the same holds true. Everything we profess today as Catholics has grown and expanded because of the yeast of the apostolic period. There is something at the very essence of what it means to be the church that is organic, like yeast with flour. And as it's cared for, it grows over time. The organic nature of the church, something that is living, something that is vital and alive, is also emphasized in that first image that Jesus uses when describing the kingdom of heaven. He said it's like a mustard seed. And although we don't have this in Luke's gospel, he says in Matthew, although the smallest of seeds, when it grows, it becomes the largest of Middle Eastern shrubs or trees. And again, we think of this. We think of how the church started. Jesus, the 12, Mary, a few other women who accompanied our Lord. And from such a small beginning, the church has now grown into the tree that she is. And then Jesus says something quite lovely. He says, the reason for the tree is so that the birds can come and make their nests there. So why do birds build nests? Well, of course, a place to live, but also a place where they can give birth to their young. And the chicks can be attended to, and they can grow there until they are ready to venture out into the larger world. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed tree because the church is that fellowship where people can be nurtured, where they can have a home, until that ultimate day when we will fly free to our heavenly home. The apostles are the ones that Jesus entrusted with the message. And it's that same message we preach today. Today is the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. It was on this day in 1517 that Martin Luther established to the door of the church in Wittenberg his 95 Theses. And as I've reflected in my own experience on the Reformation, part of the tragedy is that many who've been influenced by the Reformation, in a sense, thinks that's when the church really started. But of course, there were 1,500 years of the church's history prior to that. I think it's appropriate that on this day, when we remember the Reformation, we have two simple stories that say that no, the church goes far back to when our Lord established with those apostles a community that's like yeast, when he established with those apostles a community that is like a seed planted in the ground that has for 2,000 years continued to grow. And one of the beautiful things that I am discovering about Roman Catholicism is that it truly is like that tree. Birds from every nation in the world, birds of all different size, colors, shapes, that's us, come together in this one tree where we can indeed build our nests and be nurtured with such rich and nutrient food, allowing us to take flight in this world as we await that final flight when we will fly heavenward.